Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The game is two truths and a lie.
It's true. So you've heard of it.
Yeah, because babies play that at their birthday parties.
Okay, whatever. It's a good game.
Two of us are going to be telling you the truth. Why wouldn't we? Why would we lie to you? One of us will be lying to you. Why? Because they were told to. We have three pieces of paper that we drew before we went on the air. So we all have our assignment today. Two truths and one lie is on. Who is telling the truth and who is lying? We are live streaming right now. If you want to check us out on our Facebook page, you guys all set? You know what you're doing this morning?
Yeah, you ready over there, Steph?
I'm ready.
All right. How about we go in Well, no, Steph, you never go first. Steph,
yeah.
You go first. Let's go opposite alphabetical order.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay, let me know. Count me down.
Yeah, ready? Got 30 seconds on the clock, and that starts now.
Every summer when I was a kid, I would go to swimming classes. And the first day of swimming classes, you had to try out what level you were going to be in. Levels 1 through 5, level 1 being the easiest, level 5 being the hardest. And I remember this one summer, I finally got to level 5. And level 5, they have the section, the most steepest, the most highest level. And I remember there was a relay we were doing with the arm movements where you swim forward. And we did a relay, and I came in last place.
Oh.
Yeah. Level 5, last place.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that's slow.
It was.
Not a fast swimmer, are you?
I wasn't the most athletic person.
It's the lowest of the low.
Where was this?
I did swimming classes at Loma Verde in Chula Vista, California, where I was from.
So this is summertime?
Summertime, yes.
What was your specialty stroke?
What specialty stroke?
Could you do the breaststroke?
I could do the breaststroke. I could do all the strokes. I wasn't the best swimmer. I just was so lucky and grateful that I got level 5. I remember one day we did the diving one, and I was too scared to do the diving. It took me like 5 minutes. All the classrooms were like, come on, let's go.
Old slow swimmer over there from San Diego.
And that's why I'm a dancer. They said, oh, let's just keep our dance classes. She can't do this with me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was thinking the same thing as you, JC. It's like San Diego. I mean, you live right by the beach. I know not everyone in San Diego knows how to swim, but that just seems a little odd. Plus, you are always at the pool now.
Yeah.
Is it a relay race, you said?
Yeah, it was a relay with three other people. I don't remember how many people were in it, but I remember being the first person to go, and the other teammates were like, oh, my gosh, we're going to be in last place because of this girl.
Was it a deep pool?
Extremely deep. Extremely deep. I don't remember how deep.
Actually, most lap pools are not that deep.
They're blue. I remember the blue ropes for sure.
Yeah. They're usually not that deep.
Oh, you could have seen that in the movies.
Very true. Very true. Am I the liar?
They want it shallow so you can stand up in case you have a panic attack.
All right. Is Steph lying or is she telling the truth? You decide. Okay. Backwards alphabetical. That would make me next.
Yes.
Time on the clock. I'm ready to go.
You ready? It starts now.
All right. Just speaking of summers, I was thinking about this with summer vacation. We were talking about Disney World. I've only been to Disney World one time in my life, And I was a kid, and we got there, and we got to go on two rides. We went on the I think it was like a Matterhorn or what their version of some roller coaster, Small World. Then we got a call, where we got a message, because this was before cell phones and all that, that my great-grandpa had died, and so we had to leave. So I went on two rides at Disney World, and then we had to leave because... Again, before the internet, I know I'm over my time, but I just want to wrap it up. They had to call the airline to see if we could get on a flight back. We were going to Denver to New Mexico, and they only had flights that afternoon. There were no flights the next 2 days, so we had to go back. So
I'm sorry, Steph.
No, I was just gonna say. So you just went on two rides, and then you had to leave Disney World?
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't see Mercedes lying about her great grandpa dying when she's at Disney
World. No, I don't. But here's something I do think. How long were you guys supposed to be there for?
We were supposed to, it was a long time ago, so I honestly don't know, but I would guess at least a week.
A couple days, yeah. Right? And this was day one?
This was, well, technically, we got there day one, and then we woke up day two, so it was day two.
And this is your dad's dad?
My dad's grandpa.
Okay.
So it was my great-grandpa.
Your father, El Jefe, was such a family man. Did I see him planning this trip for so long, like Clark Griswold in vacation movies, and then you would get there, and that would happen? That in my mind, El Jefe would, we'll send our respects and love, but I just brought my family on a huge vacation that we bought. I don't want to take this away from my kids. And El Jefe would keep you guys there for the entire week. That's my thought process. If this happened, your dad would want to keep you guys there so you guys can enjoy Disneyland and you'll mourn and celebrate your grandfather or great-grandfather when you get back from Disney World. Sorry.
My aunt was with us also, which I remember. My aunt Cecil, and she's kind of pushy. She's like, let's go. But yeah.
That was the only time
I've ever been to Disney World, and I went on two rides, and that was it.
Aww. So.
All right, JC, you're up.
I'm up. Let me start the clock. It starts now. I have mentioned my two cats that I had growing up, but I've never talked about my third cat that I had. This would have been 1998. I was dating a girl, and she came back from the mall one day with a cat, and she lived with her grandmother. Her grandmother wouldn't allow her to keep the cat in the house, so I had the cat in my apartment, I would say probably for about 2 months, and then it was just too much. So I gave it to my buddy Darren, his brother Derek. I gave him the cat, and this was 98. He had that cat up until 2007, 2008, when the cat finally passed away.
You say you talk about your cats all the time. Do you remember him talking about his cats all the time, Steph?
I think he's only talked about his cats with Two Truths and a Lie.
No, but I said I may have mentioned my two other cats before.
Yeah, you've mentioned.
I said I've mentioned my two other cats before.
You have. I was like, lie!
Yeah, lie.
I have not done that.
Yeah, I had two childhood cats, but this was a third cat that I had when I was a grown adult.
Interesting.
What was the cat's name, the third one?
Mittens. Mitzi for short. Here's the funny thing, though. So I gave it to my good friend Darren, his brother Derek. And so I didn't see Derek that much, but I remember it was like 2007 or 2008 here by my house, and I bumped into him. And he goes, man, I got some bad news. Oh, what's that? He goes, Mitzi died. And I'm thinking, Mitzi, who's Mitzi? Oh my God, is this one I dated? Oh, a friend of ours who's Mitzi? I'm like, oh, the cat. Oh, I'm sorry.
Aww.
You forgot about Mitzi?
I did. And I forgot. I was stunned that he had him for that long, too. But yeah, Mitzi had a good life.
Aww.
This is a really sad Two Truths and a Lie. We're talking about, finishing last and things and death.
I know.
That's grandparents
and
cats.
This is really depressing.
But Mitzi
had
a good life.
One of us is an absolute jerk for lying about this stuff.
I know.
Two of us,
we're
I feel sorry
to lie,
for.
Though.
It's hard.
I know, obviously. All right. Who is telling the truth and who is lying? You can text us or call us or comment on our Facebook page, 702-364-9400. Casey says, JC is lying.
What?
No Mitzi for you. Melissa says Mercedes is lying. Stephanie says, I actually think Steph is lying. Jan says, OMG lies, JC. Mitzi for mittens. Come on now. Frank says, Mercedes is lying. I just feel she wouldn't bring up death unless it was a lie because we would think she's telling the truth. Oh, sneaky reverse psychology. Eden says Mercedes is lying. Tyler says, I'm thinking it's Mercedes. Just two rides sounds too depressing. Oh, it was a depressing day. And someone had mentioned, if this was before cell phones and stuff, how'd you find out? My aunt, she would check in. She checked in every morning on my grandma, and she called on a payphone while we were at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah, that's ways to check in.
So there you go. All right, let's do the reveal. Who is telling the truth and who is lying? Truth teller number one, reveal yourself.
The cat.
Oh.
Mitzi, Mittens.
Mittens to Mitzi. Yeah, it was like spring of 98 she got that cat. And that cat didn't like me, and my apartment smelled. And yeah, but Mittens, Mitzi lived a long, prosperous life.
How long was she around?
We got her in 98, and I remember bumping into Derek. I don't remember the exact year, but we had moved back to Las Vegas, so it had to be 2007, 2008 when I bumped into him.
Wow, 20 years?
10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
10 years. Rest in peace.
I know. Poor Mitzi.
Mercedes response.
No love
so
from
sad.
JC.
So sad.
All right. Truth teller number two. Reveal yourself. It's me. Two rides at Disney World. Aww. And that was it. They just wanted to get back. My grandma was not in a good way. She was not good. She was very upset, and my dad was like, and that was the only flight we could get out for the next like 4 or 5 days, and that would be too late. And they were planning things, and it was depressing. Didn't mean to bring everyone down, but that's what happened, you know?
It is life. And so before phones, they messaged you? How did they get a hold of you? I'm sorry.
Steph.
I just got to know. Because
how did you guys communicate back in the 1900s?
There were phones. They were called pay phones. Like I said, my aunt, every morning she would call and check up on my grandma because she knew great-grandpa was not doing well. She called that morning while we were on one of the rides from a pay phone. And got the bad news. And so I just remembered my dad putting on his sunglasses and then leaning next to the Sleeping Beauty castle and discussing. And I saw a single tear go down my aunt's face. And I was like, oh, this is bad. What is happening? This is supposed to be the happiest place on earth. It is not happy right now.
That's why you love Disneyland so much. You keep trying to recapture the happiness.
That's why I haven't been back to Disney World. I'm afraid something bad will happen if I
dies.
Go over there. So, Steph, you were the liar.
I was a liar again. I did go to summer. Every summer I did go to swim classes at Loma Verde. But the relay part was definitely the lie. The diving part, real. But the relay, lies.
Oh, lies.
So you're not a slow swimmer.
I would still say I'm a slow swimmer, though. So I try to make it as realistic as possible.
Two truths and a lie. We do it every Wednesday. We learn a lot about each other. It's a lot of fun when we do that one.
It's stressful, though. I don't like it. And then I forget what I told. Someone just texted saying I told that story before.
Did.
I did? Oh, my gosh. I'm losing track of what I tell on this show.
But it's hard to come up with stuff. And we're not going to sit here and blast it. You'd be like, oh, you told that. And that's why I threw that curveball
about El Jefe.
Because the more I think about it, that's something I think your dad would do, maybe just keep the family there longer. But
I think he wanted to, but because my aunt was there.
Yeah,
that was the
twist I didn't know about.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.